Both of them. Monique, M-I-N-I-Q-U-E, Whitaker, yesterday. W-H-I-T-T-A-K-E-R, back pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. This is a 35-year-old teacher, comes in today with back pain, right side, increased weight, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and food intolerance to fatty food, period. Medical problems, non-surgery. Or medical problems, hypertension. Depression and anxiety. Medications, none. Surgery, knee surgeries. What does B knees mean? Bilateral knees?
Mm-hmm.
And both knees. Social, she last period 12/24/24. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's single, has 2 children, 1 and 3. She's a teacher, she teaches high school kids. Patient also had an epidural in her back a year ago, but the pain that she's having is right upper quadrant. Family history, lots of chronic illness in the family, DJD and such. Dad died with CHF, coronary artery disease, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. She weighs 246 pounds, increased weight, inability to lose weight is a big problem, 99%, 98.1, 18, 72, 138 over 75. Heart positive, swim positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows, no rest, is right up a quadrant 10, and it's noted. As far as abdominal ultrasound is concerned, she does have 3 distinct gallstones that are present, pelvic ultrasound within normal limits. Because of dizziness, she had carotid ultrasound, which was negative, lower and upper extremity, pain, multifactorial, no DVT or PVD noted, eczema's kidneys look normal, eczema's thyroid look normal. On the ultrasound, TSH was ordered, eczema's PTI and R ordered, eczema's get patient to a surgeon ASAP. Eczema's treat patient with Bento and Zofran, eczema's echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, blood work was done in anticipation of her upcoming surgery. Next number, diet and exercise discussed with patient, but I explained to the patient that it will be hard for her to lose weight until she gets her gallbladder taken care of. Thank you.